boarded to give their seat to somebody else. And Delta Airlines just announces that it is more than doubling what a gate agent can offer a passenger to decline an overbooked flight to $2,000. Supervisors can offer over $9,000. The biggest 10-ton non-nuke bomb the U.S. dropped this week on an ISIS cave in eastern Afghanistan killed no civilians, say Afghan officials, but 36 ISIS militants are dead. Apple joining the fiercely competitive race to design self-driving cars. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. No suspects and no leads. Provo police are still stumped about Elizabeth Elena Laguna Salgado 2 years ago this weekend. Salgado left the Nomon Global Language School in Provo and never made it home. She hasn't been seen since. Her uncle, Rosenberg Salgado, says with the anniversary looming, Elizabeth's family continues to feel pain.
We are very depressed. We have a lot of anxiety, a lot of desperation, there is so many mix of emotions that we feel as a family that is very hard to describe what we're feeling.
Ed Smart knows the feeling well. He joined with Salgado's loved ones today, urging people to keep her in their thoughts. He says public attention was the only reason his daughter, Elizabeth Smart, was recovered in 2002. Ed Smart says don't assume Elizabeth Salgado is dead.
There's no conclusive evidence one way or another. I mean, from my perspective, I think that it's just as easy to think that she's been abducted for trafficking as it is to think that somebody has taken her and has ended her life. So I think that, without anything, as far as I'm concerned, how can you close the case? I mean, disappearing from school without a trace is just unbelievable.
But leads in the case have dried up. After 2 years, the uncle fears the people who might know what happened to his niece are afraid to come forward.
A lot of Hispanics, they are very, very afraid to talk because of their immigration status. And they feel like they will get more in trouble if they say something and that they will get deported because of their legal status. But that's why I was telling the whole community, the Hispanic community, that the police, they are not worried about that. They are worried about finding Elizabeth. And that's what's important here.
Sunday night, a special about Elizabeth Salgado will air on the Discovery Channel. Ed Smart is hoping people will watch and keep her in mind the same way they never forgot Elizabeth Smart.